Okay, we are now on section number 3, informal interviews, board deliberation and action, and we are on item number 1, 2425, in regards to Laurel McEnany, DVM. This is the time and place scheduled for the informal interview of Dr. McEnany in case number 2445. This matter will be heard by the board pursuant to the authority given to it at ARS 32-2234. Dr. McEnany, please come forward and introduce yourself and your attorney if you have one.
Hello.
Hello again.
Dr. McEnany.
McEnany, okay. No, probably still not going to say that, right? But I'm going to try. Mac, M-A-C. Okay. Dr. McEnany, you have received a letter informing you of the matters to be discussed today and the possible actions the board may take at this informal interview. As a reminder, those options include dismissal, issuing you a non-disciplinary letter of concern, censuring you, placing your license on probation with terms that may include continuing education and practice restrictions. The board may also suspend your license for up to 30 days, assess a civil penalty, or refer this matter to a formal hearing. The purpose of this informal interview is to inquire into the facts and circumstances of this case. The board has read all of the materials you have submitted. If you have any additional materials you would like to present, please do so now.
Not at this time.
Okay. This proceeding is not being, well, it's being digitally recorded. We do not have our court reporter here with us today. But as a result, it is important that everyone speak loudly and clearly and that only one person speaks at a time. We will begin by asking the lead board member assigned to this matter to give a brief summary of the case, and then you will be given the opportunity to respond. Following your response, the board may wish to ask you some questions. If present, the complainant will also be given an opportunity to address the board. If you have any questions for the board or anyone giving information during this interview, you may ask them through me. Dr. Nosley, could you please give us a brief summary of the case?
Sure. On September 23, 2023, Buddy, a 12-year-old male Labrador Retriever, was presented to the respondent for vomiting. Diagnostics were completed. Hypoglycemia and an elevated ALT were seen on blood work. And no obvious foreign body was noted on radiographs. Hospitalization was offered by the respondent, and the complainant agreed. On September 24, 2023, the dog had a seizure. Early in the morning, the dog was given antiepileptic drug, and blood glucose readings were taken throughout the hospitalization. At around 10 a.m., the dog was no longer breathing, and CPR was performed. The owner elected to stop CPR a short time later, and the dog passed away.
Okay, thank you. Dr. McEnany, at this time, I would like to swear you in. Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you are about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay. Thank you. We would now like to give you an opportunity to respond to the summary and present whatever information you believe is relevant. I do realize we have done this kind of thing before, and then we pended it. So again, you don't have to rehash everything, but I, of course, want to give you the opportunity to speak and share whatever you would like.
Okay, thanks. Yes, definitely. I'm sure you got my letter from the last month,
right?
One. I definitely regret my course of action and have definitely learned from it and tried to improve upon it and not make that same mistake ever again.
Thank you. Do any board members have any new additional questions for Dr. McEnany?
No, I do not have any questions.
Okay, thanks. That was easy. Then you may go ahead and step back. Okay, we can now hear from the complainant. Sandra, if you'd like to come forward.
Thank you.
Okay, and then I will swear you in as well. Sandra, do you swear or affirm that the evidence you are about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay. And I'm sorry, will you state your full name for the record?
Sandra Mounts.
Okay. And same thing for you. I know we've heard from you many times, but I absolutely want to give you an opportunity if there's anything that you want to share, new or just additional, or again, please go ahead.
Okay. So after the last hearing with Dr. Miller, there was a few things that kind of concerned me.
One, when she stated that Dr. McEnany did not follow the protocol, wanted to transfer care of Buddy, who they stated was critical. She stated that I was in financial constraints, but they had $2,500. So they still had almost $1,000 to use. So why more wasn't done that night? I'm never going to get answers, but that was my huge concern. My other thing is, did the night technician attempt to call her when they noticed that he couldn't swallow? And then again, I was never informed. So there was a huge lack of communication all around his case. Mm-hmm. I didn't get a phone call until 8:40 that mentioned that he was attended, which, unless you're in this field, you're going to have no idea what that even means. She mentioned that he couldn't swallow, but they were monitoring him very closely. So my thing was, when she administered the Dex, when I left that night, did he have a reaction to it, which caused the seizure? And she should have administered a reversing agent. At no time was any true antibiotic given, no meds besides the Dex and the IV fluids. However, I was charged for those. I was again charged for two nights of stay, which that didn't happen either. The three quotes that I got, the first one was $1,800 to $3,400, and I only had up to $2,500 on my care credit, and that's when they came back with the second quote. And that's where I wanted to start. I stated to the tech that was in there, because Dr. McEnany had already left, that I was going to do what I could to try to come up with some more money, but at least I wanted to start there. Whether that got, you know, transferred to her, I don't know. And then the third one was the $500 to $1,200. When she stated that in the last hearing, when Unosley asked her what was missing from that second quote, she stated that one of them was a diarrhea panel. I paid for the diarrhea panel. That was on that second quote. Her true failure to treat him, the lack of communication, to me, that was just pure negligence. When we left the last time, the part that truly, truly hurt was her and her friends, as I was leaving the building, all looked at me and my friend, and was laughing at me. Like, this is just a big joke. And it's not. I have a disabled son at home that still asks, what happened to Buddy? When you have a disabled son, and Buddy was basically his ESA, he may not have been registered, but those two really couldn't even be separated. So those are my things.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Do any board members have any questions for Sandra?
I don't have any more questions, Sandra.
Again, sorry for you. Thank you.
Thanks. You may step back. Now I'd like to ask Dr. McEnany if she would like to come back up. Certainly I'll give you the final word here if you have any additional remarks or any questions that you would like to share.
Well, I definitely take this very seriously, and I've certainly made strides in improving my medical care overall. This unfortunately just had to be the trigger to make those big leaps in adjustments, which I'm thankful for, being able to grow and learn these lessons. I'm just very saddened this is how I had to learn these lessons.
Any final questions from board members? Thank you. You can step back. This concludes the portion of the informal interview in which the board hears testimony. The board will now deliberate and decide what to do in this matter.
Okay. In this case, since we have a consensus of opinion among the board, as we heard in the last meeting, the responsible veterinarian and the respondent herself about these circumstances regarding some of the deficiencies that may have occurred. And so I really don't know what other discussions we need to make. I would look at this case simply, is this gross incompetence, or is this failure to follow acceptable procedures? And so in thinking about this and the information that we have now, I would make a motion to find a violation of ARS 322232 as it relates to Rule R311501, failure to follow professionally acceptable procedures for not transferring a critical case to another veterinarian to ensure continuation of care and adequate communication.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. There's no further discussion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed?
I'm going to say nay.
Okay, the motion passes. Is there anything further? Or?
Well, I would just like to commend the respondent on her candor and her acceptance and willingness to discuss with us the deficiencies in this case. That's admirable and rare, and our goal here is for everyone to do better in the future, and that's what we hope to accomplish, and I think we've done that.
Mark, forgive me, I should know this by now, but there was a request in this one for reimbursement of fees. Will you guys discuss that next time? Okay, I just wanted to make sure that we didn't miss that opportunity. Okay, so the board has voted to find a violation in this case, and so this concludes this matter, and at next month's meeting, the board will consider adopting proposed findings of fact and conclusions of law, and after doing so, we'll then discuss and adopt disciplinary action. If you have any questions, please call the board's executive director, Victoria Whitmore, at the board's office. This concludes the informal interview. Thank you all for being here yet again. We appreciate it, so take care.